In our prayers, we speak directly to God, calling God Ata, you. Why is this so, and what is the significance of addressing God in this way? In Parshat Shlach, Moshe prays on behalf of the Israelites following the betrayal of the spies. God proposes to wipe out the entire people and start anew with Moshe. But Moshe refuses, arguing instead that God's reputation among the nations will be tarnished if God destroys Israel. In making this argument, Moshe addresses God three times in one verse with the word Ata, you, Numbers 14:14. Note how daring this move on Moshe's part is. He could have addressed God in a more removed manner, matching the style of how one speaks to a king. When Yosef speaks to Pharaoh, Yosef addresses him in the third person, using his title Pharaoh, even as Pharaoh speaks to Yosef directly with the word you. And throughout the Bible, people blessing God generally do so without a direct address, saying Baruch Hashem instead of Baruch Atah Hashem. But Moshe instead chooses to cut through the formalities and speak to God directly, as one would speak to a peer or an intimate partner. In our prayers, we follow Moshe's model, speaking to God with the word you. But the decision to speak to God in this direct manner, by using the word Ata, was not a given. In fact, the question of whether one needs to include the direct address word Ata in the blessing formula was still being debated in the Talmudic period. Quote, Rav said, one needs to say Ata, you, in the blessing formula. Shmuel said, one does not need to say you. Yerushalmi Brachot 9:3. Shmuel does not require one to say Ata in the blessing formula, presumably following the general biblical precedent. But Rav states that one needs to say Ata, to speak directly to God. Rav believes that talking about God simply won't do. According to Rav, the act of prayer is an act of speaking directly to God without any mediation. What might have motivated Rav to endorse this unusual position? The use of Ata brings us closer to God. In the words of one comment on Rav's position, quote, therefore it was established to say in blessings Baruch Atah, blessed are you, as if one is speaking mouth to mouth with the listener. Arugat HaBosem, Volume 1, page 127. When we speak to God in prayer, we are indicating our closeness to God. It is as if we're standing face to face and connecting directly. In my own prayer life, when I say the word Ata, I feel privileged that our prayers are orienting me to a direct address of God. The word you feels intimate to me, and I even linger on the word sometimes, concentrating on the experience of reaching out directly to God. Moshe is the one in the Torah who addresses God as Ata most often. In fact, there's only one other person who addresses God as you, Hagar, Avraham's Egyptian concubine, and the mother of his first child, Ishmael. When does she call God Ata? Following a near-death experience. Hagar has just been banished by Sarai to the desert and seems destined to die. But God provides her with water and promises that she will have a child. After this encounter, Hagar names God. Quote, and she, Hagar, called the name of Hashem who had spoken to her, you are the God who sees me. Bereshit 16:13. Often, the name of God used by Hagar is given as El Roi, best translated as the God who sees me. But actually, the full name Hagar uses is you are the God who sees me. The word Ata is, from Hagar's experience, a central component of who God is. It is not just that we address God by the term you, but also that God's name includes the word you. In other words, an essential element of God's nature is seeing those in distress and allowing them to address God directly. This is encapsulated in a midrash of Rabbi Aibo. Quote, you are the God who sees me, Bereshit 16:13. Rabbi Aibo said, you are the one who sees the sufferings of those who suffer. Bereshit Rabbah 45:10. Rabbi Aibo connects Hagar's experience with the name she chooses to call God, God is the one who sees the downtrodden, reminding them that they are not alone. The you of God's name reminds us that God sees our distress as well. The choice to say the word you in our blessing formula was meant to emphasize the necessity of connecting directly to God. Hagar innovates this approach in her naming of God, and Moshe extends it in his heightened use of the direct address when praying for the Israelites. We follow both of their examples when we recite Atah in our prayers. Like Hagar, in our vulnerable moments, we call out to God directly, indicating that God sees us in our distress. And like Moshe, in our moments of asking for forgiveness, we speak intimately to God, attempting to draw closer following sin. Calling God you right as we start our prayer orients us toward a deeper connection without barriers. Shabbat Shalom.